People watching. The conservation sector has its workplace issues just like any other. We've all been on the receiving end of behaviour characteristic of Bill, Sydney, or somewhere in between. We may have even exerted some of this behaviour ourselves. Even the most well-meaning of co-workers can fall into this trap, sometimes out of inexperience, sometimes out of frustration, and sometimes because it's all they've known themselves. In my experience, this kind of behaviour has often been unconscious, unintentional, and was not intended to be malicious. I'm not saying this makes it okay, but I can find forgiveness and sympathise a little. It's not as clear-cut as good leaders versus bad. There's a lot in between. I've also experienced intentional, vindictive and callous management, which was as unforgettable as it was unforgivable. All the above certainly taught me what I don't want to be, that's for sure. Whether intentional or not, Bill and Sydney style leadership can lead to a toxic work environment and affect the whole team. Whilst we can't always control how we are treated, we can control how we react and help those around us stay positive too. I don't want to dwell too much on my own experiences of Bill's and Sydney's. It's quite a personal thing. So instead, I'll set you a little task. Hopefully this week's material will make you more aware of your own behaviour and that of others. If we've now opened your eyes with Barry's description of Bill versus Sydney, you are now going to notice them everywhere. So watch and learn. I'd like you to concentrate on how people react to the way they are treated. It doesn't have to be an interaction between a line manager and their employee. I mean interactions between anyone you might consider to be a leader and another. Focus on how they respond to each other. Can you detect positive and negative reactions in their body language, their tone of voice, or in how they talk to others about the way they've been treated? Also, can you empathise with the leader's style? What do you think makes them behave in this way? By observing the responses and behaviour of others, you will get a real insight into the effects of different leadership styles. There is so much to learn from people watching.